Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for joining me as we just spend a few moments together on this beautiful Friday morning, beginning it by studying God's Word. Today we are in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. On one of the occasions when David spared Saul's life, David promised that he would spare Saul's descendants. He had also promised Saul's son Jonathan that he would show loyalty to Jonathan's family. In today's reading, David wants to show kindness to Saul's family, and he seeks out Jonathan's son Mephibosheth, who was crippled, and David gives him the land that once belonged to his grandfather Saul, and David promises to feed and care for him like one of his own sons. Now, for the preceding 4 days, beloved, we have seen how God has provided for forgiveness. And once forgiveness has been provided for, then God is able to respond in mercy. He can have mercy on us because the forgiveness for our sins has already been paid. And today's lesson shows how King David decides to take Mephibosheth, the son of David's very best friend who had fallen in battle, Jonathan, and show a kindness to him, even though Mephibosheth's family had shown no kindness to David. So, let's begin reading in 2 Samuel chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. One day David asked, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family? If there is, I would like to show him kindness for Jonathan's sake." There was a servant of Saul's family named Ziba, and he was told to go to David. "Are you Ziba?" the king asked. "At your service, sir," he answered. The king asked him, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness, as I promised God I would?" Ziba answered, "There is still one of Jonathan's sons. He is crippled." "Where is he?" the king asked. "At the home of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodbar," Ziba answered. So King David sent for him. When Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the grandson of Saul, arrived, he bowed down before David in respect. David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "At your service, sir." "Don't be afraid," David replied. "I will be kind to you for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will give you back all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always be welcome at my table." Mephibosheth bowed again and said, I'm no better than a dead dog, sir. Why would you be so good to me?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said, "I am giving Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You, your sons, and your servants will farm the land for your master Saul's family and bring in the harvest to provide food for them. But Mephibosheth himself will always be a guest at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba answered, "I will do everything your majesty commands." So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table just like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's family became servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet, lived in Jerusalem, eating all of his meals at the king's table. And today's key verse is 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3, where the king asks Ziba, "Is there anyone left out of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness as I promised God I would?" You know, beloved, loyalty is a very rare commodity nowadays. It used to be that an employee would be loyal to his employer, to the company he worked for, and the company he worked for would be loyal to him. Now, everybody's just a number. When we stop producing or when we offer too much of a risk at getting sick or hurt, then the loyalty comes to an end and we're shown the door. But That's not how it's supposed to be with God's people. David had made a promise to God that he would take care of the family of his friend, his dearest friend, Jonathan. And David kept that promise. And Mephibosheth, even though a cripple in both feet and thus an outcast of society, life was rough back then. And Mephibosheth was nothing because he couldn't work. He couldn't do anything on his own. But that's okay because he was a friend of the king and he ate at the king's table. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your steadfast faithfulness and love. Teach me to act in ways that are kind and loving to all those I encounter today. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning and this week to an end, beloved. Join me Monday morning as we will be over in Hosea chapter 1 verse 1 through chapter 2 verse 1 where the prophet Hosea is told to marry an unfaithful woman. Until then, I hope to see you all in church on Sunday morning. If you can't be in the chapel, then of course you can join over Zoom or on Facebook. But until we meet again, may God richly bless you and yours. God bless.